The two women met like formal acquaintances. Atkins holding out a hand, almost as though to ward off any closer and more intimate gesture. If you were trying to guess, you'd have suggested a woman greeting a prospective employee, a maid, perhaps, come from the country. Or perhaps a social worker, meeting a patient recently released from a convalescent home. Even the words exchanged had a distant formality about them. "Marion, how good to see you."
"Miss Atkins, I wondered who would come, whether I would even recognize whoever it was."
"Have you had a good flight?"
"I slept a bit. I've grown used to sleeping in difficult conditions."
Atkins watched her carefully. The younger woman's skin seemed stretched over her facial bones, giving her complexion a strangely luminous sheen. There was a darkness around the eyes, a sculpted hollowness to her cheeks. Atkins was reminded of a painter whose work she had seen in Paris before the war, a Norwegian called Munch.
"Shall I take your suitcase, ma'am?" the corporal asked.
Marion held the case to her as though if she released it, she might never see it again.
"No, no, I'll keep it."
"Your clothes," said Miss Atkins.
"The Red Cross gave me some. I didn't really have much when they found me."
"No, of course not."
"The shoes don't really fit."
"No, they don't, do they? We'll soon put that right."
But what else would there to be put right? Atkins wondered. The corporal held the car door open for them.
"Excuse my asking, ma'am, but have you come from Germany?"
"Of course she's come from Germany," Atkins snapped. "The aeroplane came from Germany. Miss Sutro must have come from Germany." He looked from one to the other. He was young, barely out of school, and with a youthful insouciance that would get him into trouble in the service, but maybe would be an advantage once he was back in civilian life. Whenever that might be.
"Have you come from one of the camps?"
Atkins's face compressed with anger at his question. Marion looked back at him with an expression that was devoid of any real feeling.
"Yes, I have."
He nodded.
"Welcome back, ma'am," he said.